ga ke batle go golla tlo le maruo se nka se buang ke go bua gore golo mo re buang ka gone mo golo ama yang mogokgo le PTA le bana ba sekolo ba baga golo ama yang. How does this, what does this mean to you? For me, as you can see, working with these colleagues that I have here, I feel like crying every time I see this because I know there's so much talent in this country. Bana ba ba lona ba batswa go re supetsa talent e bana le yone ko UB. They went and showed us the talent they have at the University of Botswana, alongside with their teachers. This is the time. Instead of sitting back and saying, what is the government supposed to be doing? We have to always ask the government, what is the government supposed to be doing? We have to challenge them. But the first thing that we have to do is to challenge ourselves and say, what can we do as individuals? So we need to continue working with these kids to help them be the drivers of this country's development. And that's why we care about them. In the 90s, I came here and did my dissertation research. Chobe was one of the schools that I included in my dissertation research when I was at Michigan State. I studied there, came back, and was at UB for many years. That's where David studied as well. He was studying with me at Michigan State. So we want the kids here to understand that they can be David, they can be me, they can be you, Mokoko, or any other person. They need to be able to pull themselves up with their strap and say, if there are no jobs, what can I do? Can I create jobs? The biggest challenge that this country has, and which is also the challenge that Africa has, is that we are training people, many of them, Bahela Ba, the Form 3s, don't all of them don't go to Form 5. What happens to these kids? All right? So the entrepreneurship component is aimed at addressing that so that these kids can be more creative and innovative about what they can do. Those who finish and go to the university, what happens to them? They graduate from the university and there are no jobs. What Dr. Lajnev is talking about when he says artificial intelligence, modern technologies is the way to go. So we need to be finding ways in which we can have creativity and innovation in these young, talented people, such that when they finish school, if nothing happens, they can continue creating opportunities for themselves to employ themselves, one, to employ others. And secondly, if they get a job, they can be good employees who can drive the economy. And that means looking for, and actually modern technologies and artificial intelligence is key. But in order for you to do that, you need to be healthy. So that's why we are connecting innovation, technology, STEM, and health, because we cannot be here if we are not healthy. Anyone of you here, how is that so? Would you be here? All right, so we need to invest in ourselves in that way. So I just want to say that we really are very grateful for the opportunity to be working with you again, and to say, let's have an opportunity in Chobe with this school being the center for development. Some examples, some of the things that we are looking for from the school through the PTA. Akabana ba tswa go UB ba tswa go tsanela the tutor, and the training. We want them to set up school clubs, which are to inspire other kids in the school. The school needs to support them. The parents need to support them. The counselor needs to be there. The politicians need to be there. Banaba and Hore, the 66 kids who are not doing well at school today, these kids can be their mentors. Bring them into the clubs, find some things, do some activities with them. But we also want to appeal to the teachers. Show your classmates how to respect the teachers, because you need them. They are your mentors, all right? But the teachers have to be inspired and say, what can I do for my country? Even when I'm not being well paid, when I don't feel I'm being well respected, when I don't feel I'm being valued, I can do something. This is the message you want this project to transmit in the process of doing all the things that these two gentlemen have been talking about. I'll stop here, but I wanted you to appreciate why we're doing what we're doing and why we should continue growing it, deepening it, and taking the responsibility ourselves to lead individually, in order to help transform Botswana and the African continent. If Botswana cannot do it, I don't think our neighbors can do it, because we have the resources, right? It's not about how much money you have. It's the talent you have in front of you. Thank you very much.